All right, we're going to go ahead and switch gears. And if you've got any, you know, any inclination there, it is about money this afternoon. Landmark Credit Union announcing today that Tim McKay has been named president and chief executive officer. This follows the retirement of Jay Mikulski. McKay, who will assume this role in about 10 days, October 13th, brings 3 decades of experience in financial services and will lead efforts to expand member services and community impact. And so we're going to welcome Tim joins us on the phone today. Hi, Tim.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce myself to your listeners. And thank you for mentioning Jay. I did just want to make sure that, he has provided incredible leadership over the past decade. And it's such an honor to follow in his footsteps.
Well, congratulations. We're talking to the new president and CEO of Landmark Credit Union. Tim, what's your connection to Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin's going to be a little bit new to me. I do have a nephew that has lived there. I've got several friends, so I've visited often over the years, and just what an incredible place to move and to live, and to really acclimate to the community. I'm excited about it.
Oh, so we're house hunting.
We are house hunting. Yes, I am.
Okay,
absolutely.
So where? Which county?
Let me know.
Which county are you going to move into or hoping to move into?
We're open. So certainly with Landmark's credit unions in Brookfield, I'd like to be within a 20 to 30 minute max commute. So we're going to look at the entire area. The downtown has appeal, and certainly out in the suburbs as well. And some of the community, the lake communities are exciting as well. So we'll see.
I'm a North Shore girl, but aren't you in Waukesha?
I'm West. I'm a Waukesha County person, so live in the Pewaukee area, and of course, I'd sell that too if you needed it. Well, tell us a little bit about your career and what you will bring that will perhaps be new and different and exciting to your new role.
Absolutely. Well, I've been in banking for some time, and looking forward to joining Landmark Credit Union after, a 30-plus year career. I'm not saying I'm old, just, have a lot of experience.
Seasoned. We say seasoned or marinated. You're good. You're good.
Seasoned or marinated. Yes, we can go with either one. And but I think, the background that I bring, and along with sort of the member-focused environment that we have, I think just as over the years being focused on community is something that I'm so passionate about, and that's what Landmark does so very well, people helping people. And I think it's just a match that is perfect, and I'm excited to join the associates here soon and to meet our members and certainly to be involved in the community.
Oh, that's so much fun. We're talking to the new CEO and president of Landmark Credit Union, Tim McKay. So, Tim, there's a lot of people who would love to have a seven-figure role. Less than 0.5% of all people in the U.S. will ever get there. So I read through your leadership style, and one of them is to demonstrate humility and accountability. I love that. Can you explain?
Thank you very much. Well, I think certainly it's important to have confidence in what we do, but it's so important to bring a sense of humility. None of us is perfect. None of us has all of the answers. And so it's so important, I think, that we keep that humility. It allows us to connect with individuals and our members in a way that I think just humanizes the impact. And by taking sort of a listening first approach, I want to make sure that I hear and understand how our members, how our community is being impacted, both in incredible, great ways, but also in some challenging ways. And so it's important that we provide that financial guidance to help everybody prosper and succeed as they go forward in their financial journey and in their life.
And while we're talking about financial journey, I guess I could look back, being a college student, I was with the credit union back then and then switched to a, what were we going to call it? Traditional legacy bank. And right now there has been a lot of talk as of late about switching to a credit union. I guess explain what the advantages are for someone who isn't fiscally responsible or fiscally, educated, that someone that just goes for it and doesn't do much digging. Explain to me why I should switch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, first of all, many banks are publicly traded. They're shareholder driven. And so many of the decisions that they make are certainly focused on the next 90 days and to really appease shareholders who may or may not actually have their accounts with the bank. And in the credit union model, the member-driven model, I think that's where we really focus on sort of that community impact and being focused on the community, long-term strategic initiatives that, again, bring impact to our communities, bring impact to our members and our associates. And that's, I think, where the difference comes into play, that we can think from a long-term perspective and we can think at a grassroots perspective and not be worrying about appeasing someone who doesn't really necessarily have a relationship with us.
I love that. I think you're going to really love the employees and the Wisconsin spirit, all the customers. They love, you know, another thing that he has five different principles. Listen first, clarity matters, empower and invest in people,
important.
Results yes. with purpose, mm-hmm. and demonstrate humility and accountability. No one wants a braggadocia.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm thinking about the Cubs fans coming up here and they take over AmFam.
Oh.
Okay. So anyways.
Now you're getting the dirt on Wisconsin. all from two people.
Exactly. So Tim, what are you looking forward to the most, or what do you like to do besides baking?
Well, I absolutely love the outdoors. And so I love to hike. I love to fish. I love to golf. And all of those things are certainly present in Wisconsin, and they're wonderful things to get out and involve myself with the community. But I'm very passionate, certainly, about dedicating my time and energy with community organizations. I've had the opportunity to work for several nonprofit organizations over the years, 9 or 10 here over the last 15 to 20 years, and giving back to the community is important. And so when I join Landmark, I want to make sure that I find those organizations that really are making an impact in our communities, and I want to use my time, talent, and treasure to help enforce that as well.
Fantastic.
Right, Pacers or Bucks? I know it's early.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with Bucks, of course.
Oh, good. See, smart
oh,
man.
You'll love Giannis.
That's
just
right.
Wait. How long was your interview process, just out of curiosity?
My first initial contact was back in late February. So it was a good 6-month process and a good opportunity for Landmark to get to know me. And I think with a 90 plus year history, it's important for Landmark to get the right leader in place. And, it was important for me not just to join any organization. I'm not seeking a CEO role just for the sake of the title. I really am passionate about making a difference. And so people helping people, our mission at Landmark, it just aligns perfectly with what my values are. And so it just felt like a perfect match. So a long courtship, but one that I think is a win-win for both of us.
I had that too to get to WTMJ, and the highs and the lows. I can feel your heart with everything. So 10 days from now, you'll have your new office, and you know how to get a loan for sure with a new house near Brookfield. Tim McKay. He's the new CEO and president of Landmark Credit Union. Congratulations. Nice to meet you. Come back soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And come see me here in the next 10 days at Landmark. I'd love to meet again our community members, certainly our members, and I look forward to meeting our associates as well.
Awesome.
Awesome.